We're back with Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly. And hello out there. Again, one segment. We actually have a special guest in studio with us from the Grace Fest up in Antelope Valley, which is pretty cool, Rod Schreckengaus.
Yes, coming up in September. Now, I'm going to say this, Yvette, before we get into it. It's the wrong weekend. It's my anniversary weekend.
Sorry. Yes.
So, change the date.
And I can't change my anniversary.
He tried to.
Yeah, I already did. But
she didn't go for it.
It just didn't work. So Yvette Imard is with us in the studio. Welcome, Yvette.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Having me. I'm loving this. Thank you.
This is so cool.
So Grace Fest is coming up September 16th and 17th.
Yes, it is.
And so
is how many times have you had Grace Fest?
Well, this will be our fourth annual.
Fourth annual?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And that's in Palmdale, California.
Just
beautiful downtown.
Palmdale.
Headlining by Lincoln Brewster, for all those Lincoln Brewster fans.
And my favorite, Group One Crew.
Group One Crew.
I'm a little excited.
Monique runs with them.
Yeah. They're my
not
running,
really with them, but
they're my running music. They're the people I listen to.
Yeah, she loves the music.
Marathons.
She's into rap. Monique, you can tell. She's an old rapper. She is. Where's the beatbox?
Okay, that was so sad.
Let's not do that again.
Okay, let's talk about Yvette.
That's right. And you're listening to Worship Factory 2 on KKLA 99.5 FM. Get connected on Worship Factory. It's very important for us to be able to connect with you and very important for you to connect with us. Hopefully we can get you connected out there amidst, which awesome. Which Grace Fest is pretty cool. I mean, out there in Palmdale's amphitheater, beautiful amphitheater out in Palmdale, California.
I'm looking at a flyer here.
In the valley.
And there's two dates. Tell me about the first date, because that I'm really excited about.
We're real excited about it, too, because this is the first year we've added the second day. And very specifically, it's a prayer rally that we're hosting at the amphitheater, inviting out the entire community, come one, come all, and listen to some of our local pastors preach the Word of God to the entire crowd. And it's going to be a two-hour event, three different pastors. Long periods of prayer. And
you've got a lot
worship.
Of churches supporting this, right?
We have a lot of churches supporting Grace Fest AV, and we're really proud of that. It's a lot of work, but more and more each year are coming on board to support, because we all are there together for one reason, and that is to recognize who Jesus Christ is in all of our lives.
Amen. Wow. And you're also raising funds for?
For the Kids Charities of the Antelope Valley. Yeah.
Which is something you created as well, you and your husband, correct?
Yes, my husband and I are the founders of the Kids Charities of the Antelope Valley. It's been in existence now for about 10 years.
Nice.
And our objective is to raise awareness to approximately 30 local children's charities through PR campaigns and special events. And this is
so
just one of them.
And it's been pretty successful, right? You've raised quite a bit, yeah?
Yeah, it has been successful. Year to date, in the past 17 years, we've raised $3.2 million for the kids.
Wow.
So great.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that look like all stacked up?
In single dollar bills.
Oh, they're giving it away, Rod. They're giving it away.
Oh, shoot.
You are a kid, though. You qualify, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Young man.
You know, what I love about, too, is that day, that Friday, is that, you know, Rod and I were talking about last night a little bit about prayer, how important and critical prayer is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day we're being combated, if you would, and especially when you do events like this and things like that. I mean, the enemy wants nothing to do but destroy it.
That's right.
I mean, that's for sure. So that day of prayer, to where you can literally get steadfast and lift each other up, and to, you know, to bring the focus to God where it needs to be, and Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, I think is so critical to what this event is all about.
Right. I do want to also mention that we have a Grace Fest prayer team, and they start in February of every year, meeting on a monthly basis.
Wow. That's
focused on and fasting and praying for Grace Fest AV and our community to bring us all together.
That's so cool.
Good. Okay, so the Friday is exciting, but it's leading to Saturday.
It's leading to Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what everybody wants to know about, is Saturday. So is this a family event? Or,
of course. You know? It's a wonderful family event. As a matter of fact, one of the best compliments we ever had was when a gentleman went out of his way 2 weeks after the event 2 years ago and came to my office and said, I want to tell you how special it was, the quality of this experience for me as grandparent. Mm. My adult children with their kids, their teenagers, and their small children, we were all together. We all had the same quality of experience and a great time.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what can they expect? They're going to go to Palmdale Amphitheater in Palmdale, California,
on
September
16th. 16th and 17th.
Well, the 16th is prayer time, but I'm pushing it to Saturday because, you know, I want to hear about Lincoln Brewster.
You know,
that's really what
this
is all about.
You could probably get there on the 16th, though, since your anniversary is not until the 17th. So you can come out and pray with us.
There you go.
It's just one day. Your anniversary is not a weekend, is it?
I got news for you. It is.
You hear that, Ann Treckengauss out there? If Ann Treckengauss is listening.
Would you not bring these things up on the air, please?
Casey, you've got four groups. Who are the four groups?
Yes. Well, Saturday is the big main event. Opens at 11 a.m., closes at 9 p.m. And the way Grace Fest works is it is a music festival. So the first half of the day is local worship bands, local Christian artists.
Awesome.
And then
she's
the
speaking
second
our language
of the day is our national Christian contemporary artists, such as Sarah Kelly, Rush of Fools, Group One Crew, and Lincoln Brewster, who is headlining this year at Grace Fest. So we're really, really excited.
Those are
great lineup.
That's a good lineup.
Wow. Yeah. Where can they pick up tickets, by the way? I mean, is that something to be important to me?
Oh, yes.
Can I grab a ticket?
Tickets is really easy. All you have to do is go to gracefestav.com. You can purchase them online there. And, of course, if you are in the Antelope Valley, there are several purchasing locations that are also listed on the website.
How much are the tickets?
Right.
The general admission tickets are $15.
Wow.
What?
Entire. That's a deal.
Yes.
That is a deal.
That's a McDonald's meal.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then for our youth ticket, it's a $5 ticket. That's it.
What?
From ages 13 to 19, and kids 12 and under are free.
No way.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Now what's your excuse? That's what I want to know. I want to know what your excuse, audience out there listening. What's your excuse for not going to Grace Fest?
I don't know. I'm going to tell Ann I got a new anniversary idea.
there you go.
A tent and Grace Fest.
Place for celebrating your anniversary.
So I'm looking at your flyer here. You've got a huge kids area, vendors, concessionaries. You've got a lot of stuff going on. It's not just music.
There is a lot going on. We have, yes, as you mentioned, all the Christian merchants and the huge kids area, which is really safe and chaperoned. We also have a prayer tent and a prayer wall, and we have an on-site prayer chapel.
Awesome.
Nice. So tell me about the prayer wall.
Oh, the prayer wall is really special. It's inside the prayer chapel, and it's a beautiful place to go in and pray. There's pastors in there that will pray with and for people if they'd like to, and there's, you know, waterfall
great
and plants,
idea.
And it's just very beautiful and peaceful, and a lot of people like to participate in that prayer wall by posting a special prayer request, and we continue praying for those about 4 weeks after the event.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we are listening to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton with Rod and Monique, and we are in studio with Yvette Emard over there at Grace Fest in Antelope Valley. If you got a chance and you're in the Palmdale area on the Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th of September, get your tickets, get out there, go see this wonderful event, participate. You're probably looking for people also to support and sponsor and stuff like that. I'm sure people every year, since you're doing this your fourth year, you probably use some help financially for those people that are out there that are looking something to put their money into as well.
Yes, it is a wonderful way to plant a seed and help build the kingdom by spending, you know, by investing in what our efforts are with Grace Fest AV, sponsoring the event. There's many different ways, and certainly all that information is available at gracefestav.com.
That's awesome. And the money goes to the kids. And tell me a little bit about that. What is with them as far as how you came about the kids and where all that came up with your life?
Yes. Collectively, all of us are coming together for one great purpose in terms of, you know, what the cost of the venue is. I mean, I'm sorry, the cost of the festival, and that $15 ticket, the vendor fees, the concessionaires, everybody's contributing to the Kids Charities of the Antelope Valley. And
awesome.
With that, event proceeds, all the proceeds go to local Christian schools and their scholarship programs.
Excellent.
Wow. So cool. Hey, you know what? I got an idea.
Okay.
Maybe Worship Factory should go to Grace Fest, maybe.
What a novel idea.
Wow. I hope so.
What a novel idea.
We could stop by. Well, let's see. Let me talk to Anne, because if we can get you off your anniversary, then we can get you with your guitar out there. Monique can play some, and we could put up a tent out there. It'd be great. We could put up our own pop-up. No, I look forward to it. We actually talked about it, and we'd look forward to going out there. Absolutely.
Yep, we're planning on it.
So if you want to meet Monique Donnelly, maybe, on that Friday and Saturday, especially, the singer of all singers, you can meet her out there.
Yvette, really quick, how can we pray for you as heading up all this?
Oh, thank you for asking that question. Mm. You know, I do recognize that I've been given an administrative gift from the Lord. I'm grateful for that. But I always need prayer for organization and for time management and for, you know, staying in a peaceful place and really trusting God.
All right. Well, Sounds good.
And you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. And we'll be right back with more with Yvette.